1, 2, 3, 4.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
Da, 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 da.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
The musical style that we call reggae started brewing in the Caribbean in the early 1960s, but it took until 1974 for the rest of the world to notice. And that was down to Eric Clapton.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Number one around the world in 1974. Eric Clapton covering...
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, 1973, 10 years after they first formed in Jamaica. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer, the original Wailers.
Well, Robert Marley, we were friends before we started singing. You know, we lived in St. Anne, and he was 9 and I was 7. And that was a long time before we began the Wailers. So it's something that had to be so. It was created to be so, and it has been so.
Bunny Wailer, Rasta man, reggae founding father.
One good thing about music, when it hits you,
you'll be okay.
Whoa, whoa, I say one good thing about music, when it hits you,
you'll be okay.
Hit me with music. Hit me with music now. This is
Trench Town Rock.
Don't watch that.
Trench Town Rock.
Big fish or sprat now.
Trench Town Rock.
You reap what you sow.
Trench Town Rock.
And only judge I know.
Trench Town Rock.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, 1973, when they were a big deal in the Caribbean, relatively unknown anywhere else. Bunny had a sweet singing voice. You hear him on Wailers Records doing the high harmonies. Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer left the band in 1974, just before Bob Marley broke through in England and then conquered the world. Bunny went on to an impressive solo career, deeply infused with his Rasta faith.
She got the black heart man, Chimray. I said don't go near him. She got the black heart man, Chimray. Or even lions fear him. She got the black heart man, little Chimray. I said don't go near him. She got the black heart man, Chimray. Or even lions fear him.
Rastafarians are known to be the black heart man. Your parents teaches you to stay away from little gullies and stay away from lonely areas and because of the black heart man.
The man who has rejected the Babylonian system.
Yeah, the man who has been rejected by the Babylon system and who too has rejected the Babylon system. So I'm still here as the black heart man But we are playing all of this great music to be focusing on going futuristically as a great and wonderful people who we are.
Bunny Wailer speaking to the BBC's David Rodigan. Bunny Wailer was born Neville Livingston in 1947. He died in March, age 73. The Wailers are to reggae what the Beatles are to rock and pop. Bunny helped establish his country's most influential band. He stayed true to the beliefs that shaped their music, and along the way, he won the Best Reggae Album Grammy Award 3 times. The world is a better place for the life and the music of Bunny Wailer. His songs are here to stay.
When I listened back to these tracks, I knew for sure that I was inspired of the divine and by and through the divine inspirator. So, these songs are eternal. They're not something that you'd ever get tired of listening, because it is bringing to you all the things that you would want to hear in a song.
Chicks.